Oh, hi. Are you here for the portrait? Cool. Come on in. Just close the door. Yeah. Okay. Have a seat. I set up a little chair for you here. All you have to do is sit. I'll pose you for just a little, but right now just sit right here. Okay. Here, let me back up a little bit. All right. I'm gonna move your head a little bit, okay? Here. Don't worry. I want to get a good view of your chin and your jaw. Okay. And, I'm gonna have you, put your hand right on your thigh right here. Yeah, right there. Yeah, you can relax your elbow. You don't have to, like, hold it. Yeah, relax your shoulders, too. Like, don't worry. It's just, like, a chill kind of pose right now. If I change my mind later, I'll let you know. Your leg, I think, is fine. Maybe just move your right foot just a bit. Like, just an inch. Like, yeah, good. Your other hand is fine, too. Yeah, you don't have to move it. Okay. I think that's good. Okay, so, is this your first time modeling before? What is? Whoa, okay. So I'm, like, the first person to draw you. Well, modeling can be a bit of a hectic job because, like, sometimes you're gonna feel like you want to move, but you can't, and you're probably gonna feel really itchy. I shouldn't say that, or you're gonna get really itchy. but yeah, it's just we're not doing any dynamic poses, just a calm, relaxing, sitting down pose, because I need to do my sitting study. But you're fine right now, where you are. At least right now. I might change my mind later, but you're doing really good. So, I think we're gonna try for 10 minutes, or maybe just a little longer. It, depends on if I can really sell this pose or not. But, yeah, all you have to do is sit there and look pretty. I'm just gonna. Okay. And you can talk if you want. And you moving your lips isn't gonna affect anything. I'm really just trying to get your sitting pose in. So, yeah, we don't have to, like, sit in silence. Thank you. Yeah, these pencils were kind of expensive. That's what I get for being an art major. Oh, this is a 2B pencil. And this one is a 6B. It has a much softer lead, so it has like a much like darker kind of like stroke. And this is also a 2B, but it's like super small because I use this one a lot and I like sharpen it a lot. So yeah, and once this one's done, I'll move on to this 2B pencil. Yeah, I think I'll be using this one. The small little 2B pencil. This one? This is charcoal. This is a charcoal pencil. It's a 4B. It's very soft. Yeah, the tip is broken because I'm pretty heavy-handed. So, yeah, and it's a soft. It's also a very soft lead, so it's much darker than, let's say, this hard charcoal pencil, which I use a lot of. Obviously, it's so tiny. This right here is a vine charcoal, which is literally just like a little stick of charcoal. It's very chalky, so it's very dusty. It gets everywhere. I'm not going to be using this today because I don't feel like cleaning up. Okay. I think I'll have my 2B, and then I'll have my little my Mono Zero, which is just literally a eraser pencil. And of course I need my kneaded eraser. Yeah, it does look like chewing gum. It's weird. Cause you just mold it into any shape you want and it'll like pick up lead or charcoal or whatever. How do I clean it? You don't. You just kind of mix it in until it's super dark. But it takes a while for it to get, like, super duper dirty. I think I've only made one in my entire life super dirty. That took, like, years. But, yeah. Oh, obviously I need my sharpener. There's a bunch of leaves in my box. I think that's because I draw a lot outside. Yeah, I should really clean this up. Okay. I think that's all I'm gonna need. Okay. We are going to open my sketchbook up and then... Okay. Alright. Again, you don't have to do anything. Just... try your best to keep this pose for as long as you can. We're gonna try and go for 10 minutes, but if you need a break, let me know. And because I'm not just gonna like force you to sit there in pain or in agony. And let me know if that pose gets a little achy on your joints. Then I'll just like ask you to like move your hand or your foot or something. Okay? Cool. Okay. All right. I'm just drawing like the structure of your body. I usually just start off with like a bunch of shapes to kind of get a feel of like which parts of your body are facing me, whether it's your side or the front of you. Right now you're kind of like at a three quarter, so the corner would be closest to me. The corner of this box that I'm drawing. Also, your chest is a bit facing downward, so you would see the top of the shoulder. So basically, I'm just kind of like drawing your skeleton. Which sounds kind of creepy, but I need to know like the structure of your body before I start to actually draw the body. That way it'll be pretty proportionate to how you look in real life. There's also the deal of, like, perspective, which is why I use boxes. So that, I can draw, like, foreshortened parts of you much easier. Rather than just going straight into just drawing, like your leg, which has the knee pointing to me, so it would be, like, a shorter distance than your other leg, which is, has their knee pointing the other way. So boxes really help with that. It'll look messy right now, but once I get really into it, I'll fix up all the rough edges. How are you doing, by the way? Do you need a break, or are your muscles hurting? No, you're all right. Okay. I'm just checking, because art modeling can be pretty difficult because some dynamic posers have to, like, sometimes they have to, like, stand on one leg for a certain amount of time, or, like, they have to hold up their arm for a certain amount of time, and that's just really hard on the joints and the muscles, and I just wanted to know if, like, maybe your arm was getting tired. Okay, cool. You can ask for a break whenever, too. Like, I'm not gonna tell you no. It's just a sketch, anyway. It's not like a final piece. Could you maybe move your head, like, tilt it a little to the right, just a little bit, right there, hold that. Yeah, that's perfect. I've got your jaw just in the right place. Thank you. I've been drawing since I was a kid. I think, at least. I think I just got so inspired by, like, so many, like, movies. Like, you know, like, Disney movies and movies like Studio Ghibli. Just one of my favorite animated movies. Animation studios, I mean. And I just thought, like, man, I want to create something like that. So I just kind of started drawing, and since then I haven't stopped. I want to be an animator someday. And, like, make movies and stuff like that. I want to create worlds. Fantastic worlds of, like, magic and mystical stuff and just, like, I don't know, I'm probably boring you. I'm not? Thanks. But yeah, I've been drawing for a while. And I hope someday I could inspire people to create and draw. Or at least if they, just to, like, create, you know? And maybe someday I can create my own little world of, like, magic and mystery and fantastic creatures and stuff like that. But for now, I'm taking the time to draw your lovely self. You're looking really good in this drawing, by the way. You're doing really good as an art model for it being your first time. It's not always easy to be an art model. Like, not a lot of people want to take the time to just sit and do nothing. So, you're doing really good. Just working in your proportions and drawing the chair. Alright. We're gonna take a break. I think it's been well past 10 minutes. So, here, let me get you some tape. Here you go. Just, remember where your hand is. Just kind of remember where, like, both your hands are. And here's some tape. I want you to mark where your feet are on the floor. Yeah. There we go. Just, it doesn't have to be, like, your whole foot, just, like, your heel and your toe and the side. Yeah. Okay. Alright. Would you like to see how it is so far? Yeah, here. There you are. It doesn't really look like you yet because I haven't put in your features, but this is the structure of your body just sitting in a chair. Thank you. Yeah, you do kind of look like a robot. But that's just part of the process. First you'll start to look like a robot, and then I'll add in the muscle tone, then you'll look like a fleshy robot. That sounds so awful. I'm so sorry. But you did very good. So you can go like stretch or walk around or get some lunch or whatever, and I'll just be here. Okay? Cool.